Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to Circle Sanctuary Network Podcasts, brought to you by Circle Sanctuary, one of the oldest nature spirituality churches in the United States, connecting people of nature-centered paths around the world. Join us through the week for a variety of shows discussing various topics, celebrating the divine in all of its forms through nature worship, rituals, education, and building bridges of community.
Welcome to our show. My name is Deborah Rose, and I'm your host on Circle Talk. Circle Talk is one of the shows featured on the Circle Sanctuary Network podcast, or CSNP. The Circle Sanctuary Network podcast team have put together a lineup of rotating shows throughout the month. Mondays feature Lunatic Mondays with host Laura Gonzalez, and they alternate weeks in English and Spanish. It can't be Tuesday without Circle Talk, and I will continue to be the host for this fun show on the first and third Tuesday of each month. Wednesdays feature Nature Spirituality with Selena Fox. Are you in the mood for some magic? Then you'll want to tune in on Thursdays for Moon Magic with David and Jeanette Ewing. We have such a fun and informative lineup of shows, and I hope you try them all. Tonight on Circle Talk, we're going to be talking with S.J. Tucker and listening to her fabulous music. S.J. Tucker is the voice of lore at the campground and the sharp laughter of modern myth. A musical wisdom keeper whose concert performances run the gamut from silly to sacred and back again. Witches and Pagans magazine named her the voice of neo-tribal paganism, and The Wild Hunt calls her work a surprise and a delight. Whether you found her through solid crowd favorites like Hymn to Hearn or Firebird's Child, or you're encountering her fierce, welcoming work for the first time, SJ has a song for you. With Delph guitar, skillful hand drums, and sirens cabelling vocals, she wields an award-winning body of original music, known for changing lives and healing wounded hurts. SJ, or Suge as she's known to fans and friends, is proud to contribute to the soundtrack of our emotional, spiritual, and magical revolution and evolution. And I am a huge fan, and I'm so excited to bring her to our show. Welcome, Suge.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Devin. You did a beautiful job there. I'm sitting here smiling from ear to ear.
Well, absolutely. You are such I'm such a huge fan. So, and my family, who are not earth-centered, have heard their music. So my mother, everybody's listening in because they know you because we play your music all the time. So,
well, hooray. Hello,
so
family.
Hello.
Hello. So tell us what's going on with you right now.
Well, first of all, I am honored to spend a little time with you this evening, and thank you all so much for having me on tonight. It's a beautiful early evening on my front porch in the wild of northwest central Arkansas, about a 15-minute drive from Petitjean Mountain State Park, which is the oldest of the state parks here in the state. And we have many.
Oh, wow.
All of them, you know, all of them not the place to be right now during a pandemic. So I'm thinking fond thoughts of all the pretty state parks that we have. But I live next to a lake and right at the feet of the Ouachita National Forest. So as far as places to hunker down go, we are very, very well set up here, and I had my very, very first trip into town since early March this morning to take my little son in for his 18-month physical and his current round of vaccinations, and I think that my heart rate might be back down to something like normal, maybe around Friday or so. Gosh, I mean, we took all the precautions that we knew to take. We had masks, we had gloves,
yeah.
We stripped down and showered as soon as we got home, and then I took the baby upstairs and snuggled, and he was a champ, of course. But I have to say that our small-town general practitioner and the clinic that he works in made me so proud today, and I'm so grateful to them because they had every single protocol in place that I could have imagined, and it made all the difference in how my day went and how my emotional state was. So that's
great.
That's
sort of how did he do? Did he have to get shot?
Yes,
did
and
he
shot? Did. This was the best it's ever been. And Nurse Susanna, who is the one who does the inoculations, gave him two stickers And it was the first ride in the car that he had had in ages and ages.
Aww.
And if it goes, he loves it. So he was thrilled to ride in the car, and I felt like a total jerk because I knew he was going to have to get shots as soon as we got out of the car. But it didn't matter. It didn't matter because we were driving home, and we saw cows, and we saw horses, and we saw the tractor dealership. And he was just all into it. And then we came home and had a nap. So you really, really no complaints on how the day has gone.
Oh, that's funny. Well, I'm
like
sure he keeps you busy.
He really, really does. It's Mama Gina said the same thing about her son, but when he was a baby, she saw more of the back of his head than anything else, and that's where we're at already, 18 months old, and he's running. He is not wasting any time, so he's going to be keeping me on my toes for the rest of my life, I am certain, but I'm all in. It's very strange. I know that all of us, all the musicians in our funky little witchy tribe, have had their lives completely disrupted for this year. We have no shows. We cannot travel because it is not safe. We do not want to put our community at risk. So we're finding ways to take all our shows online as best we can and stuff like that. And I'm fortunate in that I already kind of had my groove figured out where online shows were concerned because mm-hmm. I became a parent of a small human, and you have to figure out how to reimagine your work-life balance when that happens, as I'm sure every parent
right.
who is listening will agree with me. And it's almost something that I didn't even allow myself to do. So he's my touchstone now because he's going to have his routine, you know, no
mm-hmm.
matter what's going on in the outside world. And he has no clue how interesting things are with the world at large these days. So he keeps me smiling. And I'm glad that we're hunkered down together, me and my tiny little family, and that I'm more and more grateful that I was not out and about and abroad somewhere when the worst began to occur. Because if I were separated from I can't even imagine how not okay I would be right now. And I'm already some flavor of not okay. Because that is an empath's life when the world is in a pandemic.
Absolutely.
And it's turned upside down. I know we're all feeling it right now.
Absolutely. But you bring up a good point that I hadn't really thought of. Many musicians rely on concerts, and they go to festivals, and they sell their CDs there. And that's probably all been gone away overnight because of this. So I encourage our listeners, if you like and want to support a musician, please go online and buy their music as a show of support. So let's do that for you. If they want to purchase your business, the best thing is to go to www.sjtucker.com, correct?
Yes, and if anyone is Patreonically inclined, I'm also on the Patreon. My Patreon
just had its
1-year birthday. And I do exclusives every month. I send new songs out. I share my online show videos with everybody. And you can take polls to help me figure out what to work on next. And I'm such a wind-up toy. My bandmates call me a wind-up toy as far as songwriting is concerned. You put an idea in front of me, and I'm off. Like, the song is already halfway written. So I write new songs all the time. And it's a very reliable assumption that I will have new content for everybody month after month after month. And I've been able to keep it up along with the pre-existing subscription service that I had before anybody of us had even heard about Patreon. And that's over at sjtucker.com. So the easiest thing to do is just to go to sjtucker.com, and I have all the other links there. But I just wanted to let everybody know, if they had not seen that I am on Patreon, that I am most definitely there. And it's chugging along like
do you get
the
your,
train that it is.
Can you link to your Patreon page from sjtucker.com?
You bet. You can link to my Patreon page, my YouTube channel, my download page, and all of my online shows, which are so crucial for so many of us right now, not just the musicians, but the community as well, just to have
Absolutely.
A place to hang out together for a little while through our screens.
So briefly, for those of us, because it's something I've just recently learned about too, just briefly, to explain to our listeners who may not know what Patreon means. It's a way to support artists you love, and I had just recently heard about that too.
Yes, and you all would not believe, if you're not already checking this out, how many witchy pagan musicians are also on Patreon. This is not just something that I have done. I think Celia and Sharon Knight and Betsy Tinney and Alexander James Adams and just gobs and gobs of us were on there way before I even got started with it. So take a look around and just do a quick search at patreon.com and see who you love, who's already there. My link is patreon.com/SJTuckerMusic. And I just tonight posted the download for my Firebird level people. You can, there are every single creator that goes onto Patreon to offer content can choose what dollar amount levels they want to offer to people and what those people at those dollar amounts will get for month to month. Or some people have it set up as per creation because they don't feel good about monthly delivery of stuff. And I get that completely. Mm-hmm. I already was used to doing monthly content because I had a really, really grassroots under the radar stripped down subscription service already running through my website. Mm-hmm. It was just a PayPal thing basically. And that is still there. And the reason that I hesitated so long with Patreon, which has really been keeping the lights on when I cannot go out and travel and do shows for people, by the way, is because I didn't want to undercut the people who had already subscribed through my website. And once I had figured out how to do that and also consulted with those folks, I felt good about it. And so last year was when I, right about this time, was when I opened Patreon up for serious. And it's been nothing but rewarding ever since. Nothing but rewarding.
Well, good.
So just another little lifeline to not just to pay the bills, but to connect with community while we cannot be safe to, while we cannot be face to face.
Absolutely. Well, let's hear a song, and I will tell you a little tidbit. Years ago, I run a public pagan group, and we do May Day, and we have a huge May Day poll, and we dance the May Day. But, you know, some years people just, you know, I don't know if they're older, they're just not as peppy doing this May Day. So we, several years ago, decided that we would play music to get people going. And I will tell you that we play a lot of your songs from Blessings, and we start out with the first song that we're going to play right now, which is Firebird's Child, which ushers Beltane in for my group. So it gets everybody's juices flowing, and they move around that maypole. So let's hear Firebird's Child.
I am the Firebird. I am his daughter. I am the Firebird's Child.
I am the Firebird.
I am the Firebird. I am his daughter. And like the flame, I am wild, 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 wild. I am the Firebird. I am his daughter.
I am the Firebird's Child.
I am the Firebird. The boldest song you've ever heard. Join in the dance and make it wild, wild.
Bye.
You do not know how hard it was to sit here and quietly listen to that song and not jump up and dance around that family room.
Oh, why didn't you? I can't
that was
see you,
wonderful.
So it's not like I'm going to judge.
Yeah, well, I was afraid I would forget you all, wouldn't come back. Tell us about that song.
Okay.
Tell us about the mythology of that song, how it came about.
Oh, well, I'm so happy to share this with you all. This ties in very, very neatly with a few things, actually. The first thing is that the Firebird's Child of the song is a character in one of Kat Valenti's books. There's a set of two books called The Orphan's Tales, and she wrote mm-hmm. them in the style of 1001 Nights, Scheherazade, Arabian Nights, however folks will know that collection, that story, and that set of stories by. So the way that it all goes for these whole two books, and they are not short books, is one character starts telling a story, and then another character in that story starts telling a story, and on and on and on and on. They call them nested fairy tales. And so the Firebird's Child herself, whose name in the books is Solace, is quite late in the books, but depending mm-hmm. on how long we are all laboring under the pandemic, you might get to hear the author herself read it live online, because she, for over a month now, has been doing free readings from The Orphan's Tales every single night, just about, at around 7:30.
Oh.
So she's going to be starting shortly, I think, if she's going to do it tonight as well, because tonight just happens to be her birthday, and she and I have been very, very good friends since we met in 2006. So
it was wonderful.
So happy birthday to Kat. She's born on Cinco de Mayo. She's brilliant. She's been on the New York Times list more times than I can count. I highly recommend those books. I recommend her Fairyland series also, because the heroine of those books has got the same kind of spunk that the Firebird's Child does. And in the book, she is an orphan who is raised by a firebird in the Orphan's Tale
uh-huh.
book. But she doesn't know that she's not a firebird herself, because she sees all these other baby animals that look nothing like their parents. So she just assumes that she's going to grow up and turn into a gorgeous firebird like her dad. And she finds out the truth, and she is not pleased. So the song itself is sort of the culmination of her quest to find out what little girls are supposed to do when she finds out that she's a little girl and not a firebird. And, of course, before it's all over, she comes back around to the notion that she should just do what makes her happy anyway, which is clearly what the song is about. You know, just if you're brave enough to dance and you're brave enough to fly, forget what's right and proper. You won't know until you try. And
that is so
wonderful. The way that the story goes. And Kat knows that I've written two albums about those two books in particular. And she herself would say that I hope to goodness we don't get to that point in the books, because it's very, very close to having finished them out. And if we're stuck at home for that long, then it's going to be a very different world when we come out. But we don't know. We just don't know. But look her up. She's at Kat Valenti on Instagram, and every night after she finishes, she posts them all to her YouTube channel. So you can start from the first night and get caught up, and then go and look her up on Instagram to see the next live reading when it happens. It's Valente, and she's brilliant, and I love her dearly. And we have baby boys who are exactly 1 month apart to the day.
Oh, how fun.
And we've been friends since we were in our mid-20s, and I think we will be for the rest of our lives.
Oh, how fun. That is so fun. Well,
and all of this is Firebird's, mind you, is not to say that I don't want people to find their own story in the song itself and feel their own connection with it, because I absolutely welcome that as a performer, as a songwriter. I do not want to hold anybody down with how they feel about a song or what they hear in it themselves.
Well, like I told you, I laugh. For me, it's Beltane, because that's the first song as we get people warmed up for Beltane. So, absolutely.
And I love that. I love hearing that from you.
Absolutely. Speaking of Beltane, you have just recently released a new single for Beltane called called Star Maps. Tell us about that.
Oh, my gosh. Well, some of you, when you hear this, if you haven't listened to it yet, may not believe me when I tell you that I did not write this about sheltering in place and not being able to see anybody face to face. I wrote it in 2017. So it's almost a three-year-old song, but I hadn't had any plans to record and release it until I performed it at my online shows last month, and my audience felt such a deep connection with it because of what we're all going through that I said, well, Beltane is the day, is a very special day already to so many of us for so many reasons, but also Bandcamp.com, which hosts all of my downloads and my CD sales online, is waiving their share of revenue on May the 1st to give all of the musicians who've had their tour schedule decimated by COVID-19 a little bit of a break. And that little song made my utility bill and my car payment that day. So I will say that it was a successful
year.
That
is great.
Because our people are wonderful, Deb. Our community is wonderful. The fans
Absolutely.
That I attract are wonderful. And I have never been more grateful than I am now. So it's a song about missing your people, but it's a hopeful one. And I call it Hope Punk. I say it's maybe the most Hope Punk song that I've ever released.
All right, well, let's hear Star Map.
Little points of light across a star map in my mind. An affirming flame so bright, it's still right here before my eyes. Hearts that stay connected over weary miles and time give more than enough for me. We're pretty good, the lot of us, at blazing all night long, even when we aren't feeling capable or strong. From far away, you make me smile as easy as a song. Maybe this is all I need, but on these lonely nights, I wonder. Stars as well. Do you speak my name in happy stories, the ones you always tell? Am I that same affirming flame for you? Can you spot me in your sky when you need to? Can you see my firebird feathers shine through? Just the way you speak to me, it seems like any time we're face to face, there's more to see. Hearts that stay connected are as brave as they can be. But on these lonely days, I wonder.
That was beautiful. And it's so funny. Had I not known, you hear those two songs and you would not think that they were composed by the same person. You have a very, very wide range.
Thank you. And I didn't warn you about the Firebird Easter egg in the brand new song. So I was being a little sneaky there. I hope that you enjoyed that.
Oh no, yes, that was so fun. So
it made sense to me at the time because so many people identify me and my stage presence as Firebird's Child, and I get, of course, and I'm grateful for this fact, I get more requests for Firebird's Child to play on stage than almost anything else, and I wouldn't have it any other way, mind you. But the other bit of trivia that connects back to Firebird's Child is that one of the drums that I played for the recording session for Firebird, which was in a bedroom in a regular normal house in Colorado Springs, by the way.
That's so funny.
As opposed to nowadays when I'm in my own dedicated studio space right next to my house out here in Arkansas, is the same djembe that I'm playing for Star Maps.
That's
I've had
so
it for
fun.
That long. I bought it from a friend. I had borrowed all these drums and things to do the recording of Firebird and did it all by myself in a bedroom with my laptop in that bedroom in Colorado Springs. And now I've got my own studio. So you could hear, I hope, the evolution of
the difference.
Not just my songwriting, but also the like my studio chops, my engineer persona, I guess, as far as knowing how to record things. Not to say that I'm not proud of how Firebird sounds, because I absolutely am, but it's fun.
No,
to
but it's a
to
fun evolution
from one end to the other. I think it's and I can't hear it like you all can. I can only hear it from the inside, right? I can only hear it from the person that has been face to face with the microphone that's going to play all of their faults back at them. And so I will always be coming at it from that side, but you all get to come at it from the other side, and it's just me holding it out and saying, look what I made for you, which I get to do
it's
all the
wonderful.
Time. And I love getting to do that all the time.
So I'm always so interested. When did you realize you were musical and that you could write music? I mean, did you come from a musical family?
Well, it's interesting. The way that my relatives tell it, there was no community theater in my hometown until they personally dragged it into a community theater scene and built it from the ground up and dragged the whole town into it kicking and screaming. And that just happened to coincide with around the time that I was born. So the first time I walked onto a stage, I was hand in hand, literally hand in hand with the people that I loved the best in all the world, with my immediate family. And so, of course, the stage felt like home. And I was I was a massive, massive Beatles fan from about 3 years old and still am. So all these things all these things put together, and doing church choir with my folks and children's choir before I was old enough to be in the big choir. And it's a small town church, so everybody knew everybody anyway, right? I'm another recovering Methodist. Come from a long line of ministers, if y'all can believe it. But I'm one of the people that has come out of that situation undamaged. I was raised by very, very loving people, and they still are that way. But so music was always there, and my father was the school band director, so we had all sorts of music in our house. There was nothing really that was on the bookshelves or on the record shelf that was off limits to me. And nobody told me that I couldn't, and I didn't know that it wasn't normal necessarily, that it wasn't the norm for people's parents to play them records all the time and play them classical music and play them also Carole King and Ray Charles and the things that they were listening to. I didn't know that everybody doesn't do that. Just like I didn't know that the marching lyres that you put on your instrument during marching band season are not chip clips in everyone's house. Like, that was what we had for chip clips.
That's
funny. I was a school band director. So we had a drawer full of them because people would lose them all the time.
That's so funny.
I didn't know that wasn't normal. So then when I was 6 years old, I started taking piano lessons from my great aunt, who lived to be over 100 years old. She almost made it to 110.
Wow.
And then when I was 12 years old, I started figuring out, just teaching myself how to play my mom's guitar.
and had also started school band around that time. So lots of things happening at once, lots of little convergences. Wrote my first song on my own guitar when I was 14. Had my first concert at 17. And then hit the road full-time with my own music when I was 24. And it was because of pagan festivals, largely, that I was able to do it in the first place. And also because of the music industry shift that happened in the early 2000s that allowed it to be a lot more viable for people who did not have a massive record label backing them up, or in some cases, in my case, even an indie label, to make a career out of this. But it would not have happened, I truly believe this, without the witchy community, because the witchy community and then also a lot of crossover with folks who are big into sci-fi fantasy fandom,
right,
were the people who heard me for the very first time sight unseen and said, okay, we adore you, we're going to support you and be loyal to you and buy everything that you make until the day that you die.
Absolutely. So
I am the luckiest kid in the world.
How did you end up doing witchy songs? How did you get to that place from Methodist?
Well, you see, there was this Lutheran college professor.
Uh-huh.
And he gave me a terrible grade on every paper that I turned in for him. Because I went to this Presbyterian college, and a little bitty place on top of a mountain, that I had buku theater and music scholarships, so I was allowed to go. And this guy, he told us that when Lilith came up during our Intro to Christian Theology required freshman class, when the question of Lilith arose, he said, oh, well, she's just a Judaic myth, and left it at that. And I, you know, and my little 17, 18-year-old brain said to that, oh, really? Really now? I don't believe you. There's no just a Judaic myth about it. No. So that was the point at which I decided that I needed to find certain things and learn about certain things, including my relationship with the divine, on my own terms. And I did not meet my first pagan human until the following year. I met a very, very good friend who had come in for that starting semester. She was there with us, and she and I were classmates throughout. And she is the reason that I got connected with Summerlin Grove in Memphis, Tennessee, which is where I met Mama Dragon and so many of my other teachers that I had in my early 20s. And I moved to Memphis after college, and that was where my witchy side and my professional musician side both had a jumping off place and had a safe place to begin. So that was where it started. And my Blessings is truly inspired by so many of the witches that I had in my life around that time. And y'all that have heard my first CD, Haphazard, have heard In the House of Mama Dragon. And I will tell you that she is a real person, and she is still very dearly missed in that part of the world. So I get to be a bard, and I get to warn people, if you are my friend, I will probably put something that you say in a song at some point. And that's patently true.
That is so wonderful. So, well, then you let's hear one of my favorite songs from The Blessings, Witch's Rune.
Yay. Yes.
Come to you with our desire, let all
Tell me about how that song came about.
Oh, I'm so happy that you love it as much as you do. And so many people do.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, a friend pulled a fast one on me because I did not realize how close that the words of that were to Doreen Valiente until after it was all done, until years had gone by. It shows you there are gaps.
Really?
In my witchy education. Yeah. Big gaps. So I mean no disrespect with that piece. I love that it hasn't come up and that everyone's embraced it as beautifully as they have. It was Lady Ravish up in Massachusetts who told me. She was like, yeah, it's through. And I was like, oh, I feel very silly now. I hope no one is upset with me. But yeah,
you shouldn't feel silly. Maybe
no,
she's channeled
only love.
Yeah, maybe she channeled through you because it is absolutely beautiful.
That's a very good point. I will not claim that because who knows? But there have been times in my life when I've been talking to someone that I care about, and something will come out of my mouth, and it will be the thing that they need to hear, but it was not the thing that I knew was going to come out, and so I just would take a pause and I will say that may not have been entirely me. And I think a lot of us in the witchy world, as you know, as facilitators, teachers, musicians, whomever will be, somebody will come along and borrow us from time to time, and And it's usually, I hope, a gentle process. It has been gentle for me, but yeah, I'm glad that you brought that up. That's a kinder way to think of it than to be horribly embarrassed for my own self.
Absolutely.
That I will not do things like make little TikTok videos of that song. I'm on TikTok now.
Uh-huh.
All y'all listen to TikTok. I decided to try it out because I got a little hint from my digital distribution company that they were going to be delivering my songs to TikTok so that people could use little snippets of my songs in their videos. And I thought, well, I guess I better pretend that I'm young enough to know what this is like and learn how to use it. So I'll do little clips of I've been taking song requests from people, and I haven't signed on in a few days because I took a little break. But I'm going to go back in, and people have requested Firebird. I've done Him to Her, and I've done Witch's Rune. I've done a few other things in there too. So that's the fun news about Witch's Rune that I didn't expect to have to share, but there it is.
That is so fun. Well, I'm going to make myself leave your Blessings album, and I want to, because we could stay here all night and talk about it, but tell me about your Stolen Season.
Okay, well, Stolen Season was released in 2015. It is the first CD that I had sort of taken a departure from the way that I sounded up to that point and tried to do something a little bit different. It's also the first time that I ever focused on a particular romantic partnership in my actual personal life, in addition to all of the witchy things and fairy tale things that I love to sing about. The magic is still in there, but I wanted to find a way to tell the story of what my now husband and I have been through. And that is what the title track is all about, those of you who have heard it. And I was so worried about the reception of this thing. So when we were talking before the show, you and I, about how fond you are of this project, it just lights my heart right up, because I was really intimidated by my own thing that I was doing when I was getting ready to release it, because I thought, are people going to be upset with me for getting so personal and being, quote unquote, just another performer who makes an album about that one relationship? Because everyone in pop music does that, because it works, because we've all had that one broken heart or that one thing. But I didn't want to go with the grain. So the magic is also very, very intense in the songs themselves and the stories that they tell. But I will admit that it is the closest thing to a relationship album that I have had and that I probably ever will. Because I am me, I could not leave well enough alone, and I had to turn it into some kind of epic saga and or fairy tale. So if it comes across that way, then my work is properly done.
And some of it seems jazzy. I mean, it's...
Thank you. Yes, that was on purpose as well.
Yes, it's wonderful, but it's very, very different. So, what would you like to hear from that album? Would you like for us to
let's pull that first track. Let's do Black Swan Blues for sure, because it's one of the sultry tracks. It's got a different sound from anything else that we've played so far tonight, and it brings the witchy for sure.
All right. Let's hear Black Swan Blues.
From a temple. as I was packed, rust and nails and broken glass.
Racks won't tore the temple down. Racks won't tore the temple down.
Stepping out from in between blasted doors and broken dreams.
Racks won't tore the temple down. Racks won't tore the temple.
It's so fun to listen back to these with y'all tonight. I love all the memories that come into my head from the recording process of so many of these songs. Thank you for this opportunity.
That's so fun. I mean, right for now. Me, that is a song that I have a partner who loves jazz, and for me, that's something you would hear in a jazz bar. So
thank you.
Just,
oh my gosh.
Absolutely,
exactly
jazz is
listening,
and it's wonderful. So
thank you. And there's and you know this, but there's, I'll tell everybody listening, there's a lot of that flavor to that CD, more so than any
Absolutely.
Anything else that I've done so far. And it's so very much what I heard in my head for every single one of these arrangements. And it's all on me because I'm independent and I don't have a producer or a record label breathing down my neck and wanting me to deliver a certain thing or certain flavor. So because I have the community that I have, y'all, my witches, listening, I get to write and sing about whatever the heck I want pretty much. And y'all are willing to give it a chance and receive it with grace. And so it's very comforting when it gets busy in my head and I have all these arrangements wanting to come out and I'm only one person. So I have to do the guitar and then I have to do the electric guitar and I have to record the bass, and I have to do the overall arrangement and production and how it's going to sound. And in the case of Black Swan Blues, rope my poor husband into singing along with me. He was the baritone, the male voice in that mix.
Well,
that
he did
may
great.
Notice. Yeah, I agree. So it's a lot of work, but so much payoff. And occasionally I drag someone that I care deeply about in to the process with me. And with Witch's Rune, as an example, I was working with Ginger Doff in the studio. And if y'all don't know her work or her name, please, please look her up as soon as we're done with the show. She's brilliant. We've been friends for ages. She has been my bandmate, my mentor, my recording studio mentor, my engineer so many times. And even though we haven't had a recording session together since 2011, and one of the tracks that's on Stolen Season, in fact, Believe in Lullabies, I recorded with her. I send her my mixes all the time for feedback, just to say, Gingy, please tell me if this sounds terrible, because I know you'll be honest with me. And she never says that it sounds terrible, but it's good to have loved ones to play with, because otherwise I would disappear into the little cave of my studio with all of my machines. So I'm grateful that I
and then we wouldn't get to hear it. So there you go.
Sweet people. And, oh, yes, you would. Yes, you would. I just might take a lot longer because I'd want to make everything really densely layered and rich, kind of like Black Swan. But the project that I'm working on now, which is going to be the next witchy thing, a la Blessings, is going to have some of both. It's going to have some really, really stripped down sounds with just drums and vocals, and it's going to have some big, fully electronic produced stuff. So I'm going to take a stab at making all the people happy all the time, but we'll see how I do. But speaking of dragging Ryan into singing along with me, that's my husband, and you all look him up online if you like. Ryan James Lloyd. He writes a lot about spellcraft and magical activism and that kind of thing. He when we are together and touring or occasionally on an online show, I get him to sing Black Swan and some other things that he's performed before with me, like Glass and Shanty. He'll sing that one as well. And I'm hoping if we get enough time to practice between chasing the toddler around, that we can bring that back and do it again for my May 17th online show, which is hosted by a new platform run by musicians I trust called onlineconcertthing.com. I invite you all to come.
It'll be
a Sunday afternoon show, May 17th at http://onlineconcertthing.com. And I will be posting about it all the time until you're sick of hearing about it. So don't worry. You will hear more about that from me. But hopefully Ryan and I can perform Black Swan at that show in that afternoon. And if you...
Did I lose you?
Hey, Deb, this is Dave here. Real quick, we're still live, and
yeah.
Looks like she dropped, and she's back, coming back in.
I'm back.
Oh, there we go.
I was in an area with very bad internet, so there you go. I must have dropped. Well,
hello.
This is almost huge. Out of time, and I want you to play and tell us about healing prayer.
I'm so sorry, y'all. I think I hung up on you with my chin or something. So, yes, thank you for that, Devin. And thank you, David, for bringing me back from wherever I disappeared to. I wrote a new song this past Sunday, and I asked everybody with the show ahead of time if it was okay if I sang this on the air. So I want to share this with all my hosts and with everybody listening. It's called Healing Prayer, and just this is for anybody who might need it right now. And I feel so good about how the rest of the show has gone that I think I can pull this off without getting too emotional. A lot of us are in it right now emotionally and health-wise, and the world is so upside down. Just know that you're not alone, that you're not alone in feeling everything that you feel, and that everything you feel is okay. Hear my healing prayer for the ones I love. Candle flame to fire. May it be enough. Gentle warmth in winter, cooling rain to soothe.
Where the road is roughest, make it smooth. Aid the hands of healers to turn the tides of fate. Comfort for the family who now can only wait. Hear my healing prayer for the ones I love. Candle flame to fire, may it be enough. Candle flame to fire, may it be enough.
I'll note that.
That was,
thank you all.
That was wonderful. Thank you,
thank you
so much. You were delightful. I did not get through half the song, so you're just going to have to come back. And I have to play more of your
it's
music.
A deal.
We'll just have to chat again.
It's a deal. Y'all let me know, and I will be here. Thank you very, very much.
All right. Thank you so much. Besides Suge, I'd like to thank all of you out there. I'd like to thank David, our sound engineer, for his technical expertise. And remember, if you want to buy SJ's music, go to SJ,
JustJTucker.com. Yep.
And as she said, Bandcamp this month is not taking fees, so it's a great time to buy early.
Oh, no,
birthday,
no. That was only
present.
On Deb. That was only on May.
Oh,
1st,
just on May.
They're going to do it again. It's okay. It was only on May the 1st, but they are going to do it again in June and in July. They are going to do
right.
it again.
So everybody look for that. All right. Will you all come back? Our next Circle Talk is Tuesday, May 19th, and we'll be talking with Arthur Deborah Blake, who has a new book out, Modern Witchcraft. I look forward to being with you all again. So please come back. Everyone, be safe. And we will see you soon. Good night, everyone, and blessed be. Trust yourself to believe in love and life.
Thank you for joining us on the Circle Sanctuary Network Podcasts, presented by Circle Sanctuary and produced for all who follow the Nature Center paths. Join us here throughout the week for various programming connecting the community around the world. And please don't forget to watch for updates on the Circle Sanctuary website at www.circlesanctuary.org. And follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/CSNpodcasts. We can also be found on your favorite podcast hosting sites, such as iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and others. And until next time, many blessings.